AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court struck down a New York gun law, ruling Americans have a right to carry firearms in public for self-defense. Eric Pratt is with Gun Ownership of America. He says it will mean less violence.
We will see that this will embolden the law-abiding to protect themselves.
Vice President Kamala Harris says the ruling defies logic.
It, I believe, defies common sense and the Constitution of the United States.
The sister of a 9-year-old girl killed in the Uvalde school shooting in Texas spoke to lawmakers today.
I shouldn't have to be here right now. I should be at home watching a movie with my sister. It's summer.
Jasmine Cesares tearfully said she is not with her sister.
And I'm here begging for you guys to do something. And to change something, because the people that were supposed to keep her safe at school didn't. They failed.
19 children and 2 teachers were killed in Uvalde. Federal agents searched the home of a Trump-era Justice Department official who said he was eager to push the then-president's election fraud claims. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The revelation came just before the January 6 panel's latest hearing, in which Jeffrey Clark's role in the lead-up to the Capitol riot was expected to be prominently featured. A person familiar with the matter says agents searched Clark's Virginia home this week, though the reason why was not immediately clear. Clark was the Justice Department's civil rights chief and indicated he wanted to champion Donald Trump's bogus fraud claims. Trump considered having Clark replace Acting Attorney General Jeff Rosen and backed off only after other senior officials said they'd resign if he followed through. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The committee will hear from former Justice Department officials about pressure from Donald Trump over the 2020 presidential election results. The European Union agreed to put Ukraine on a path toward EU membership. This is AP News. A quick-thinking swim coach made a quick rescue.
Artistic swimmer and 2-time Olympian Anita Alvarez lost consciousness and slipped to the bottom of the pool after completing her solo free final at the World Aquatics Championships in Budapest on Wednesday. Her coach, Olympic medalist Andrea Fuentes, dove in fully clothed to pull the 25-year-old swimmer to safety. Fuentes told a Spanish radio outlet that when she noticed something was wrong, she shouted at the lifeguards, but they didn't seem to understand, and the few seconds that passed before she jumped in felt like an hour. Alvarez was not breathing when she was rescued, but Fuentes says the swimmer is doing well after getting some water in her lungs. The coach compared swimming to other endurance sports, saying we push through limits and sometimes we find them. U.S. Artistic Swimming tells the AP the swimmer has been evaluated by medical staff and will continue to be monitored. I'm Jennifer King.
Scientists have discovered the world's largest bacterium in a Caribbean mangrove swamp. Most bacteria are microscopic. This thin white filament is approximately the size of a human eyelash. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.